The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Here, care has no limits. It's compassionate, personal, powerful, and provided to anyone and everyone who needs it. Here at Mount Carmel, care honors everything that makes us who we are, so that you can take the first step to a healthier, happier life. Here, exceptional care is provided by all of us for all of you. Learn more at mountcarmelforyou.com.
How long has this unit been on the market? I go, I will fuck you right in front of this man.
Yeah. Is there a driveway? Hold the fuck. For yeah what?
How many doorknobs are there?
Ah! And their breasts? Put it in my ass. I can touch myself today.
I can touch myself literally right now. Gabe would have to turn the cameras off, but I could.
Or you keep them on.
There you go.
Patreon.
OnlyFans. But it's weird because it's this thing where it's like all or nothing type feeling. It's like either you have the freedom. It's like that, I forget who said this, but it's that moment where like you're somewhere and you go, cool man, I'm just gonna go home, right? You have that moment where you're like, I'm just gonna go home. But then you have that moment where you go, I'm just gonna go home, but nobody cares that I'm going, no one cares where I am right now. Mm-hmm. It's that weird moment where it's like excited that you can do whatever you want, but it's yeah also sad that you can do whatever you want.
But then there's a guy in the relationship who's like, man, fuck, I gotta go home.
That's what I mean. Dude,
it
took me so long, and I'm still not adjusted to it, but it took me so long to, like, if I'm at a comedy club or whatever and it's like late, and then
yeah
I have this feeling like, I gotta go home, I gotta go home. And then I'm like, oh dude, no, I don't.
Yeah.
Gigi let out, she's fucking fed. I have nowhere to go. And it's that feeling, it's like, God, I have nowhere to go. Sick. Fuck, I have nowhere to go.
Right. But then there's the times in the relationship you sprint home after show, but hey, baby, I'm back. And then she's like, I miss you. And you're like, I came home because you said you wanted to watch a show, right? And then you're like thinking about your boys at the comedy club.
I know.
And
you're like, I could have
been yelling about Andrew Tate.
How long you got in a relationship where you're like rushing home, that honeymoon period? It's like 6 months, and that's like a long one.
Yeah, but there'd be times where I think I would try to overwork my schedule where I'd be like, hey, I'm going to be gone all day, then if show's at night, but I want to see you after the show tonight. Like, I'll probably be home around like 10. And then it's 9:45, and the guy's like, all right, you're on in 3. You're like, oh, fuck.
I know. That's what I do not miss, dog.
Right.
I don't miss the check-in.
But that's what I'm saying. So then I'm texting her at 9:45. Hey, sorry, I just got bumped. So-and-so dropped
fuck
in.
Yeah.
It'll be closer to 10:30. Is that okay? Long response. Thumbs up. Then you're in your head like, thumbs up?
Yeah.
What? You hitchhiking? but then you're like driving down La Cienega 100 miles an hour.
100 miles an hour.
Just so you can get home. And go.
Or you're driving 100 miles an hour just so you can have a fucking fight. I mean, dude, that is one aspect of it that holy shit I don't know.
But that's a communication flaw on maybe my part, her part, just anybody, yeah, anybody's. But that's just something that you hopefully grow out of where you're like,
it is a flaw, dude. But based on how our schedules are and how like comedy shows work, especially local stuff, that happens all the time. When you go, I'm gonna be home now. But it happens on dates even. We go, let's do 8:30. And then I'm like sitting at the fucking wherever. I'm like, it is 8:30 right now. I'm not even on stage right
I have
now
a reservation 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. And then you're like, Tessa girl, I'm so sorry. Da, da, da. Then it's like,
but I think if you get it, you get it. But then you do have to make up for it if you're like, hey, I was late for this.
Yes.
But part of that was my head being too ambitious to be like, oh, yeah, a comedy club would be running right on time.
It never is.
No. It's always the nights you don't need to be on time. They're on time. It's like you're on at 9 and it's like 8:55. Like, I'll be good. Where are you?
It's red lights. It's the same thing as red lights. When it is red light, you don't fucking need it. And then when you need a red light, it's green as fuck.
Yeah. That's life.
It is life.
That's life. Here's what you need. You need two
flashlights. All right.
You need a jack shack. You need a place in your house where it's like a hidden bookshelf, and you pull a flashlight off the shelf. It opens. It closes. It's airtight.
This is what you need. I'm being serious. And I just came up with this idea right now, so it might not be airtight, but bear with me. I think you should have a girlfriend or a wife the same way you have shifts at work. So I don't know if you ever worked at a restaurant, but you get your shift in the beginning of the week. You got Monday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and you have a shift from fucking 6 p.m. to 2 in the morning. That's your shift. So why can't we just schedule girlfriends like that? Schedule boyfriends like that. So,
well, the thing is, you try, even in a relationship, you're like, all right, Monday's date night.
No, but not, you know, no, I'm saying like, you, that's your time that you have a girlfriend.
Yeah, but then what happens? So you're scheduled Tuesday.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, ex comedy producer or so and so, hey, you want to do a show Tuesday?
Right. Well, I think I'm not articulating myself right. Like, literally, Monday, you work from 6 p.m., like the shift, right? Your girlfriend shift. You work from 6 p.m. to 2 in the morning. But before that, no girlfriend.
Yeah, but then you're calling out sick.
Yeah, of course. 100%. 100%. But what I'm saying is, or what about this? This is easier to digest. 6 months on, 6 months off.
No, that's worse. Because then you fall in love in 6 months. Then she either leaves you or you hate her.
Good.
I like the shifts idea, though, because then you can like get coverage. Like, there's another coverage. Server, and you're like, hey, dude, I'm so sorry.
You're cool with that until she has an NFL quarterback cover for you.
Oh, been there, done that. Bought the t-shirt. It was extra large.
Yeah, I think what it is just understanding that the scheduling and the communication is not going to be exactly what you think.
I just don't want to see you all the time. That's why I want 6 months off, 6 months on, 6 months off. The 6 months off is great.
Six months off is crazy.
It's not. Go get some cock. Come back. Don't tell me about it.
Oh.
It's great. I think it's a good idea.
Well, she goes like with like a spiderweb tattoo on her neck. Oh, yeah.
Hot.
I got this.
I'm in.
I was visiting my boyfriend in prison.
Good. At least he can fucking stay there.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't like that idea? I thought everyone was super on board. Gabe, you hate it?
No.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
It's two start. Wait, no, stop. No, I want a girlfriend Saturday, Sunday mornings.
I kind of like it.
Farmer's market.
6 months on, 6 months off. Then
no. Is it new girl or same girl?
Same girl.
Oh, okay.
Because then you have time to miss them. You have time to jerk off. She has time to go get some actual cock to make her come. She comes back.
But what if she meets somebody else?
Good. Good riddance. Then you don't love me in the first place. You know? I thought everyone was going to be on board. I think this is the
6 months off is, dude, that's so long.
What about 3 months on, 3 months off?
I like this because I think there's also this exciting part about like, then there's like all this shit to talk about again.
Yes!
Like, dude, it's been, holy shit, like 3 months.
And are you guys
like,
staying in contact when you're on the off part or
no,
nothing?
You're off.
No, yeah, you're off. You probably still see your Instagram and shit, but like.
No, you
can't. But you can be with other people?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Then you can get it. That's what I'm saying. You can get it all out. You can jerk off. You can do whatever you want. And then you're back on 3 months. And if she comes back, she'll go, oh, fucking, I met Ralph. All right, then go Ralph. Cool.
Dude, there's guys out there named Ralph wrecking families. Wreck It Ralph.
Dog. Is that where it came from?
Home Wreck It Ralph. God. Home wrecker. What's a home wrecker? Like a guy or a woman who fucks a family?
Yeah,
you have an affair with someone that's in a relationship.
What's crazy is there's so much going on behind the scenes, and kids have no idea what the fuck's going on.
Oh, hold on. The fuck we yik-yakking about this crap for? Let me tell you something. My cuck expedition is on gonna happen.
Hold up.
Yep.
The hell's that?
Oh, I don't know. Receipts.
Well, that's paragraphs.
Listen.
Was that an NDA?
Oh, God. I'm so excited I'm moving the goddamn chair. So we have movement on this situation. I talked to La Boyfriend.
A.K.A.
Cuckmaster Jones. If you want to hear the rest of that insane, wild episode, you got to sign up for the Patreon or
Stiff Socks Plus. And that's just exclusively through Apple. Like you listen to the other podcasts. You go on there, you tap add extra, $4.99 a month, and you get unlimited free frickin' Friday episodes.
Every Friday, dropping 4 episodes a month.
Ad free! But there's also no shame in going on over to Patreon, where you can also watch the exclusive episode and video and get access to the Discord. You still get the same episode, but look, we got some Apple people up in the chat. It's easy. Ba-bam. Double click. Face scan.
So go
Baba
on.
Booey.
Hey, so go on patreon.com/stiffsockspod or sign up on Stiff Socks Plus on Apple Podcasts.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh yeah, so good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.
Running a medical practice is complex, but you don't have to go it alone. When you join the Medical Group Management Association, you get access to an entire team of healthcare business experts, plus thousands of other members in practice management who face the same challenges as you. MGMA helps you advance in your career and helps your practice operate more efficiently and stay compliant. Learn more and join today at MGMA.com. That's MGMA.com.